Isn't it interesting that cash is becoming something that people don't really use that much anymore? According to Liz Moyer of Forbes magazine, money is becoming more of a concept than a physical entity. Most ordinary mortals haven't even really noticed the switch. People are using debit and credit cards in more and more everyday situations, from meals purchased at fast food restaurants, fuel purchased at gas stations, to movies, to groceries, to highway tools and clothing. Even New York City taxi cabs are rigged with electronic readers. Increasingly, paychecks are electronically deposited, and the money for bills they pay, mortgage, utilities, cable, and phone bills, are paid electronically as well. Banks offer incentives to consumers for using these direct pay options, which allow them to keep better tabs on their customers and their money. Welfare and food stamps are being issued on cards, which can be downloaded at the register or through an automated teller machine. I'm not telling you these things to frighten you and scare you. I'm telling you these things because the Bible told us that eventually this season would arrive. And I believe very strongly in the bottom of my heart that history has caught up to the very time period that the Bible speaks of. A global cashless society. Another sign related to economics is global collapse. The economies of the world must be on the brink of economic disaster. This is in the United States, our national debt clock. That number is wrong. It should be a few trillion dollars higher. I think it's around $21 trillion, something to that extent. How much is $21 trillion? Have you asked yourself that? It's a number so high, you can't even conceptualize it unless you have a picture. That's what $100 looks like. Keep stacking those $100 bills, and that's what $1,000 looks like. Keep on stacking, and that's what $1 million looks like. Keep on stacking those $100 bills, that's what $100 million looks like, about the size of a person. Keep stacking those $100 bills, and that's what $1 billion looks like. Now, you'll notice there at the bottom the original stack and the original bill. You could hardly see it. And let's just keep on stacking, shall we? That's what $1 trillion looks like. Look at its size compared to that truck and the man that I just showed you in the picture. You can hardly see. It's about the size of a 747 airline jet, about the size of a football field. And you keep on stacking, and that's what $15 trillion looks like, about half, a little over half, the size of our Statue of Liberty. And, you know, as the saying goes, the two biggest liars in the world are lawyers and accountants. Why would I say that? Because you can make numbers say whatever you want them to say. And essentially what happens with accounting is they take a lot of our debt and they put it off the budget. And these are called unfunded liabilities. But you keep stacking those $100 bills, America probably has unfunded liabilities of $114.5 trillion in terms of debt. And look at the size of those bills in relation to the Empire State Building, our former Twin Towers that were toppled, as you know, on 9/11. And you see, the nations of the earth, America is not the only exception, are piling up so much debt, it doesn't make any logical sense. It's a problem so big that it can't be solved. And what does the Bible say about the last days? Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6 puts it this way. When he broke the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." I looked, and behold, a black horse who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the center of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine." Thomas Constable, in his online notes, comments on these verses as follows. The prices of both wheat, good for food, and barley, cheap cattle food, will be very high. A quart of wheat will provide one day's ration for a person, but it will cost a whole day's wage. In John's day, a denarius would purchase 8 to 16 times as much food as what he said it will purchase in the future. The poor will have little money left over for oil, for fuel, for health needs, and for wine to drink. You see, what is happening here when this seal is opened in the tribulation period, seal number 3, is a global economic collapse. The economies of the world just become shattered at this point. And I would say this insane piling up of debt that we see going on all around us, not just by governments, but by individual consumers, is preparatory. It's stage setting for what is on the horizon. So we have signs related to Israel. We have signs related to international politics. We have a lot of signs to look at related to economics. What about some signs related to technology? What does the Bible predict would be the technology that would exist on planet Earth in the last days? Remember Revelation 13, verses 16 and 17? No one can buy or sell unless they receive a mark on their right hand or their forehead. Does it take a lot of imagination to see how the stage is being set for that? With all of these gizmos and tattoos and technological devices sometimes used to implant into animals to keep track of them, sometimes used to implant in prisoners to keep track of them. I just saw something recently where I think it's Sweden, if I have this right, the citizens of that country are now being encouraged to take a mark in their hand or forehead eerily. Exactly what the Bible predicts. And once you have it, you can get in and off the train system, the tram system, make purchases at the grocery store with great ease. You see, what would you do 100 years ago with this prophecy, Revelation 13, 16 through 18? No one can buy or sell unless they receive a mark on their right hand or forehead. You would just scratch your head and say, I wonder how that could ever work out in daily life. And yet we're living in a time period where we don't have to ask that question anymore, do we? Technology has caught up to the time period that the Bible predicts. What about satellite television? You know, the Bible predicts, I believe, satellite television in the last days. Notice, if you will, Revelation 11 and verse 9 talks there about the two witnesses. They are killed by the beast. They are brought back to life, and the whole world observes this event. This takes place in the streets of the city of Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 11 verse 9 says, those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will look on their dead bodies for 3.5 days, will not permit their bodies to be laid in a tomb. Have you ever asked yourself that question? How could something happening in the city streets of Jerusalem be viewed by the whole world? 100 years ago, people reading such a prophecy would think, this is crazy. How could I, living in some remote part of the earth, actually view what's happening in the city streets of Jerusalem? The Bible is very clear that this takes place in Jerusalem, verse 8. It says, their dead bodies will be in the street of the great city, which is mystically called Sodom in Egypt, where their Lord was crucified. Where was Jesus crucified? Jerusalem. This is talking about an event that takes place in the city streets of Jerusalem that's visible to the whole world. 100 years ago, people asked, how could such a prophecy ever be fulfilled? We don't ask it anymore, do we? I could take you to websites right now through live streaming and live feeds that will tell you exactly what is happening in the temple area, in the Jerusalem area, with cable, Skype, streaming, and all of these electronic gizmos and gadgets and devices that we have that we all like because they make our lives easier. We see how the world is becoming dependent upon those things in preparation for this end times prophecy. I'm not necessarily against technology. I'm using some technology here, aren't I? Using a microphone, using PowerPoint, and so forth. What concerns me, though, is what happens when all of this technology, which is able to keep track of everything I do, falls into the wrong hands. The technology itself is not inherently good or inherently bad. It's simply how it's used. But one of these days, all of this technology is going to fall into the hands of the wrong person, the Antichrist. And I think the world today is being set up for this very scenario that the Bible predicts.